Today is Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Oh, I voted. So, I'm not supposed to tell anyone who I voted for, and my sticker fell off my shirt. Also, I have a scab on my lip from my fever blister, so I'm not taking any of those photos that say, oh, I just voted. Not gonna do it. But anyway, I did vote, so I worked. And I knew that today was Super Tuesday, but I went ahead during lunch. I was like, I need to go home and like eat my chicken salad and feed Sydney and all that kind of stuff. And I had a meeting after, because all these California folks like to plan meetings right around lunchtime, because for them it's only, you know, lunchtime for us is 10 in the morning for them, so they're just getting in, because all those people at the California office, they always are like, oh, our horrible traffic. We can't get to work until 10 or 10:30. And then they leave at like 3 and they're like, oh, horrible traffic. We have to leave early so we can beat the rush. And you're like, man, you're at work for like, I don't know, what, 5 hours? And then they eat lunch at like 11:30. So they only, you know, they're only working like, I don't know, am I jealous? So they like work for an hour and a half, they go eat lunch, and then, and they don't work at their, most of them do not eat at their desk. A lot of us here in Arkansas, in the office here, we eat our lunch at our desk while we're still working. I go home, but a lot of people, I used to eat at my desk. I don't do that anymore. And then they're like leaving at 3, you know, and I don't know, maybe they work at home. I mean, that's what they say. Oh, I'll sign back on once I get home. Sure. So anyway, I had a meeting, and so I like rushed home, had my chicken salad sandwich, and on my 45 Sara Lee 45 wheat bread, that's only 45 calories per slice, and my baked Lay's. And anyway, so I did that, and I went back to work. And then after work, my meetings were over by about 3:30. So about 4:15, I was like, I'm going to leave and go vote. Because employers are supposed to or should give you time off to go vote, right? So I'm going to take time off to go vote. So I did. And, that's all I've got to say about that. But I voted, and then I came home, and Mark and I watched some Bon Appetit YouTube. And now he's doing P90X because I should be working out, but I'm trying to do the dieting thing, which does more for losing weight than working out. I know I should just be working out just because it makes you healthier, but I'm not doing that right now. The most I've done is, I was curious how Tony Horton is doing nowadays. He's the guy who invented P90X or came up with that workout. And I Googled him yesterday while Mark was finishing up his P90X. And Tony Horton is 61 years old. And he's still doing, he's got like a skincare line. And he has more videos they're not P90X, but some new thing that he's working on. And he's still doing all kinds of health and fitness stuff. It doesn't really matter, though, how good a shape you're in. When you get old, you get old. You can probably move around a lot better, but I don't know. Muscles start to look not as good when you're old, I think. I mean, I don't know. Because I saw him with his shirt off, and I was like, oh, goodness. I mean, you're still muscular, but it looks like saggy muscles. It was really weird. How do you have a saggy muscle? Anyway. Let's listen to a voicemail, why don't we? I have a couple of those, so I'm going to play one now, if I can do that.
Hey, Adam. House buying comments. Doesn't really matter too much whether you build a house or you get an existing house. It's just location, 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 location. And a lot of times those existing houses are in the best locations. So, you know, don't compromise on location. You go to sell that house, house in the best location, will sell immediately. House in a poor location, be painful to sell. Now, other things, you know, if you're looking for an existing house, you know, you make your list of must-have items. No compromise things, and tell your realtor that, hey, if you can find me a house that has that beautiful kitchen you've talked about, you know, awesome master bath, nice master bath, whatever's important to you, fenced backyard for the dog, if they can find all those perfect things for you, and you know what you're going to get with no pain of building, great. And in a good location, why go through the pain and agony of building? If you can't find what you're looking for, then you start looking at building. Building a lot of times has price overruns, a lot of pain, delays, weather, stuff. You know, so, you know, that's just kind of the comment. But don't compromise on location. After having multiple homes, my job has moved me many times over the years, so I've had to sell houses that I've dearly loved, didn't want to sell them. When they're in a great location, they sell as soon as you put them on the market. One house wasn't in a great location. It was a painful experience to sell. Anyway.
Well, I should have unmuted myself and said something during the middle. So that person didn't tell me who they are, and I have a couple of ideas, but I'm not absolutely certain of who that was. So I'm not going to say, but thank you for your call. And I want to say it's either the Chuck who called recently. I believe it was Chuck. Chuck, if it was you, I'm sorry, or if I'm remembering your name. Or Charles. I can't. Oh, my gosh. I have such a horrible memory. Anyway, or Moose P. That sounds a little bit like Moose P, but Moose has a little bit of a lower voice. But so I don't think it was Moose. But anyway, thank you for the. So I will just say about that. So the reason I would do a new one is because I could get exactly what I want. But then the thing is, you have to pay. What I found out, and I should have remembered this, but what I found out is, most of these builders, if you do upgrades, which of course you're going to want upgrades because the models are completely upgraded, you know. And so what you're getting if you buy the house with no upgrades is, you know, I don't know, much not as good as the model, like not as good at all. And so, of course, I'm going to want upgrades. And, you know, you may spend $20,000 or $30,000 on upgrades is what this they were telling me that most people end up doing. And what I found out is they require upgrades in like out of pocket. So you can't roll that into your loan. And you got to come up with, you know, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 for upgrades to get the house you want. And then you also have to come up with the down payment. And all of that you need to have just sitting around in cash, you know. So, anyway, so I don't know, but we're still going to look. You know, it's funny, we talked to the realtor on Sunday, and she was supposed to send us some information about loan companies in the area so we could go try to get pre-approved and make sure we're good with the amount, with the budget and everything. And then they were going to start sending us listings so we could go, and they were going to go with us. At least that's what she told us, so that they could get an idea of, like, what our taste is and all that kind of stuff. And now we're at Tuesday evening and we've gotten no email from the realtor, and I don't even know how long to give them. And this is a really good, supposedly really good realtor with a really good real estate company. It's, I don't know, I feel like people don't ever take me seriously, or I don't know if I'm 41 years old. It's not like I'm young, but I don't know. And maybe my budget is not big enough. Maybe they're like, oh, we don't want to bother too much. And I know it's only been 2 days, but it feels like if you're giving really good customer service, that the least you're going to do is send like an email, like thanking us for meeting with you, and go ahead and give us that loan information that you were going to give us so we could start that process. I mean, I'm not expecting, you know, a list of homes within 2 days, but I certainly want some kind of contact, and we haven't gotten that. But anyway, So Moose P wrote in an email and he said, just listen to Friday's little show. You're an adult. Your parents have no right to interfere with your life. They can offer advice when you ask for it. But if you have a webcam site or do full-on pornos, it's none of their business. No crying, no calls, no nothing. Your business. If they can't respect that, cut them out of your life. And then there was a tweet. I'm grouping these together. There was a tweet from Dean Barney that says, so you are still doing pay-for-play work. Hope you are getting paid and treated with respect. Be careful. So it seems that both Moose and Dean thought that I was saying that I currently do that. And I just wanted to set the record straight. I have no problem with people being webcam models. I've done it in the past. There's nothing wrong with it at all. I do not currently do that. I do not like the shape of my body or anything really at the moment. And so I don't do that anymore. I haven't done it. It's been probably, I did it a little bit when I first moved to Arkansas, maybe 8 years ago, 7 years ago, something like that. But I haven't done it in 7 years, probably. So, yeah, I don't do that anymore. Maybe one day, maybe when I get this P90X body, you know, I'm gonna do it. Mike Lawson says he also gets the elevated heart rate when he goes to doctors, and he said it's called white coat syndrome. So solidarity with Mike Lawson. All right, so that's some contact for today. Feels like there was something else I was going to talk about and I don't remember now, but I voted, and I know I already said that, and then I'm gonna cook something. I'm in a situation where I have two different meat packages that both expire today, and I'm trying to figure out, like, which one can I do tomorrow? I don't really want to freeze either one of them. I've got ground turkey and I've got pork chops, and I'm like, they both look fine. I wonder which one I should cook. Tune in tomorrow to find out. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.